Lex, may I request, before we get to your award-winning pop culture scream trivia, I am dying to hear, because we have so much today that I don't want to not get to any story about Martha Stewart. I love Martha, and I want to, and I didn't know she had a thirst picture. We were talking about thirsty Bravo kids. Was Martha Stewart thirsty this week? I want to get to the story before we do the trivia.
Do you guys remember that picture that she posted on her Instagram where she's coming out of her pool?
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
And she's looking all pouty-lipped and just, like, beautiful and glowing and amazing?
Uh-huh.
Yes!
Well, she is kind of a hero in many ways. First of all, just posting. She's like, look, I thought I looked good. So I just decided to post it. It got like 240,000 likes, lots of fire emojis, because she's just getting it done and looks fantastic. Well, she was on Ellen's show. Howie Mandel was hosting, and he asked her specifically about this thirst trap. She's like, first of all, I learned what a thirst trap is, so that was great. He said it was the hottest picture ever, and he said, oh my God, when he saw it. And she said, yeah, you know something that's pretty funny? I didn't realize that, but I got a lot of proposals. So many propositions, she said, that she had to ignore all of them.
Whoa.
And this is the line that I just love. This is so Martha Stewart. You know how we have so many Mariah Carey-isms? Martha says, in response to all of this, I ignored them because I am a very busy person.
She's a busy businesswoman.
I am busy. I had to ignore them all. Yes, I can't be bothered.
That's my favorite. Lex, you. That's my favorite. I have a friend that says it a lot. I am very busy. I'm very, oh my very God. Busy.
My group of friends back in Springfield, all the salespeople, it was a big joke. Anytime you approach their desk, they would go, I'm a busy business person, so could you please walk away, please? I'm a busy business person.
Back away.
Back away. I love that, Dawn.
That's how we greeted each other, so I love this.
I do, and I do that too with a certain friend of mine. I'm like, I know you are very busy. However, do you have 2 seconds to talk to me? Yes.
You just say before she does?
Yeah, seriously. Lex, that's great. Oh, Martha.
Anytime you start talking about Martha Stewart, especially in a bathing suit, I go looking. And I found it, and of course, there's nothing revealing. I mean, it's just a nice shot of Martha.
Yeah.
Neck up,
but have you guys seen her house?
Houses.
Wow. Oh, houses.
That's a thirst trap right there.
Oh, my word. And the pool,
that's a real estate thirst trap.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Her taste is impeccable.
Yeah.
I love her.
Wow. And she'll cook you every meal.
And make homemade croutons for your salad.
Yeah.
I love her homemade croutons.
She does it all. Independent queen. She's very busy.
She's very busy, everybody.
Busy. I can't be bothered with these proposals and propositions.
Get ready to scream with us, everyone. Live from Hollywood, California, it's Alexis Thompson's Scream Pop Culture Trivia, where you at home and we here in the studio scream out answers to the most difficult pop culture quiz questions ever crafted by the hand of man.
Crafted.
It's like Moya Rose there. And now here's your host, Alexis Thompson, everybody. Good morning,
Hello,
Alexis.
Hello, friends. Hello, buddy.
Hey,
Hello.
Buddy.
Play along, will you? I've got some pop culture questions. Yes, hardest and really fun. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Let's get this game started.
Well, shall we get this game started?
Okay, yes. Let's do it. At the 2003 VMAs on MTV, Madonna kissed who?
Britney Spears.
Miley Cyrus.
And?
It's Christina Aguilera!
Ding, ding, ding!
Oh, boy.
She kissed them both, remember?
Yes, and she liked it.
Yeah. How much does the Chewbacca costume weigh?
Wait. Kissed who? Name the two people she kissed.
Oh, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Christina. So
pay attention, so Kevin Mattel. Oh, did he say
right?
Yeah, he said Britney. And you said Christina.
You were both right. I was wrong. So, I said
I'm sorry, Dawn. What did you just say?
I'm very busy.
Are you very busy?
Yes.
Are you too busy to be wrong?
No proposals, no propositions. ignore them all.
Yeah.
The Chewbacca costume, how much does it weigh?
45 pounds.
45.
Guys, it's 39. In single digits.
Oh.
4 pounds.
It's 8 pounds. That's it.
Oh, really?
Doesn't it seem like it would weigh more?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fur.
Yeah. Huh. What name is rapper Sean Combs better known as?
Diddy.
Diddy, Pop Diddy, Daddy.
P. Diddy.
P. Yep. Diddy, yes.
P. Diddy, Diddy, but it's P. Diddy. Yes, yes.
Did.
What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
Clock!
Tears.
Ding, ding!
Oh my gosh.
An alarm clock.
Kenny, is Dawn here?
Busy. Busy.
She's very busy, everyone.
I'm watching all of the controls. I'm adjusting volumes.
Are you?
Yeah,
okay.
Because we're screaming and so it's hard animated. For me.
Yeah.
That's hard for me.
Mm-hmm, very hard.
Okay.
Very difficult.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's see who will get this. Which actress said, "Fasten your seatbelt, it's going to be a bumpy night"?
Betty Davis.
In what
Charlie...
movie?
Charlie.
All About Eve.
Ding, ding, jeez. Very nice.
What?
Yeah, Betty Davis said that in All About Eve as Margot Channing.
Mm-hmm. Jason, are you going to let the rest of us play the game?
I think she gave him the questions in advance.
Oh,
I
think you're what right. is this?
What?
This is. I smell. No.
I would never do that.
Oh, that's right. Alexis wouldn't do that.
She wouldn't do that. No.
Yeah. Jason would ask, though.
Exactly. I totally would.
I've said no. I'm a very busy person, Jason. I don't have time to send you the questions.
She's too busy to cheat. Yes.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
No.
Oh, let's see if you'll get this one. How many rides are at Disney World?
32.
Oh,
No, it's got to be more than that.
27.
74.
27.
Hold on a minute. How many total rides?
How many rides are at Disney World?
It would be 49.
Close.
Hold
Very
on,
close.
Hold on. 49
51.
Rides.
51.
It's 49.
It's 46 rides.
Oh.
No, no. No, you're wrong. Because
really?
Both Jason and I are on Google right now, and both of us are reading. It says 49 rides.
Why are you Googling?
You both Google.
What? Oh, is my mic on? Oh.
At least you won't.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to play anymore if they're cheating.
I'm too busy.
Whatever.
I'm too busy to play your dumb game.
Just because you're too busy to Google.
Well, this says 46, but okay.
I will dispute
that,
but go ahead.
We'll just say in the vicinity.
And I actually didn't need Google for that. I'm one of the fairy godfathers, remember? Yes.
Okay.
We're paid to know these things.
It's okay if you did, Chase.
I know.
It is?
I didn't. Go ahead.
I mean, it's not, but okay. You know. If Kenny's admitting to it, you know.
Exactly. Okay. Totally, Lex.
I admit to nothing.
Who played Neo in The Matrix?
Keanu Reeves.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Ding, ding. Keanu Reeves. What's the only American state that begins with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
I didn't know if you guys were going to go through the whole alphabet there. What year was the very first model of the iPhone released?
No, 6.
1999.
2007. That's right, Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. She got one right.
I got the last one right, too.
Yeah.
I said Pennsylvania first.
All right, let's see if you guys get this one. Gwen Stefani has 3 sons. What are their names?
Billy, Poopai, Bob,
Pip-Eye,
and Jimmy.
And Crap-Eye. Betty, you know that's going to be our answer now for every kid.
King Simzuma and Apollo.
It's Apollo. Oh,
King
wait.
Simzuma
no.
And Apollo.
You looked them up, too. You
no,
looked them
I
up, McLean.
You don't know Gwen Stefani's kids' names.
You are a cheater. By the way, it's Kingston, Apollo, and Zuma.
You knew that off the top of your head too, right, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm way into her. Yeah.
Did you hear Dawn try to say that with a straight face? I knew myself. Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, that does it for today, everybody.
We love this.
What?
I sure do love this game, you know.
I do too. Oh God, we laugh. It's
You're
so good.
A bunch of cheaters.
No, you started it.
Kenny googling Disney World rides. We'll see you next week, everybody, on Alexis Thompson's Scream Pop Culture Trivia. Don't forget to tip your servers. Thank you.